Welcome to the Design Your Dream Year podcast, a place where we discuss all things mindset, manifestation, and self-development to help you live your best, most fulfilling life possible. It is your host, Allison, back for the third week in a row. Bam! If you listened to the last three episodes I did, I think I've kind of mentioned it maybe in all three. But I had shared about how I had been dealing with some self-sabotaging patterns for the last few months, and self-sabotage is part of the reason why I did not record a single podcast episode for the first 4 months of 2024. So the fact that I am back for a third week in a row, I'm feeling pretty darn good about myself because I am breaking that daggum pattern of self-sabotage. I don't know why I'm starting to just go a little hick. Sorry about that. It happens. Do you ever just like start talking in a voice or an accent? It happens to me all the time. But anyway, self-sabotage. That is along the lines of what I wanted to talk about today because it is something that has been on my mind for the last few weeks. And as I also shared, I went to Peru for almost the whole month in March for an ayahuasca retreat. And while I was there, I really got a lot of clarity on my self-sabotaging patterns, the thoughts that I was having over and over that were self-sabotaging, the actions I was doing. And so this is something that I have been thinking about a lot. And I had this realization the other week that has made such a big impact in helping me to break these patterns. And it is a very simple sort of one sentence that will help you to instantly tell the difference between if something is self-care or if something is self-sabotage. So if you look up the definition of self-care, it is taking action to preserve or improve one's health. And of course, that could be applied to either your mental health, your physical health, or both, because they are obviously directly tied together. But it is taking action to preserve or improve one's health. And something that I had sort of, you know, always, well, not always, but in the last couple years that I had been becoming aware of is like how often people as a whole tend to label certain activities as self-care, when in fact they are not exactly self-care because they might feel good in the moment, but then they may make you feel worse after. Like a good example of this might be like, ooh, self-care. I'm going to go to the bar and I'm going to have 4 glasses of wine because I need it and I just need to relax and unwind, let loose. But then the next day you feel drained, you feel sluggish, you just feel like crap because it was too much alcohol for your body, right? That's a good example of like, yeah, it's late. You could label it as self-care, but is it really? Because it's not actually improving your health. In fact, it is making it take a step backwards. And so this is something that I had kind of been reflecting on for the last couple of years, honestly, is just how often we tend to label certain activities as self-care. And I'm like, is it really self-care? But how this became extra prevalent in my life over the last few months is, as I had already shared, I had fallen into one of the self-sabotaging patterns that I was experiencing was I was every single evening starting around 6 o'clock, I was caught in this pattern of just binge watching YouTube for hours. And then inevitably at some point I would be like, ooh, I want like a little snack. I'm just going to treat myself. And I would go to the kitchen and I would just end up eating way too much food, a lot of junk food as well, because my husband loves to buy like cookies and chocolates. So they're always around. And I would find myself just eating to the point where my stomach literally hurt, where it felt stretched. I was uncomfortable. And how this pattern started originally was, you know, it was me coming to the end of my day. I had finished work. Maybe I had gone outside on a walk or played disc golf. But then starting around 6 o'clock, I would be like, wow, you know, I'm feeling pretty mentally drained. I think I'm just gonna like stay in, watch some YouTube, you know, that's gonna re-energize me, self-care. And then as I was watching YouTube, I'd be like, you know what? I've been working hard. You know, I generally eat really healthy. I'm gonna treat myself. And so this pattern of me watching hours of YouTube and overeating a ton of food started as self-care. Now, to be clear, I am not knocking binge watching YouTube or Netflix or indulging or, you know, eating junk food. Like, that's all perfectly fine. And those can actually be a little bit of self-care sometimes. But it's when it becomes something that you're doing consistently that it needs to be looked at. So, like, for me, I was in this pattern of quote unquote self-care every evening where I was watching a ton of YouTube and eating a ton of junk food. But I had the realization finally when I would like wake up the next day and I would feel lethargic. I would feel sluggish. My stomach would kind of hurt because I had eaten a ton of food late at night the night before. And there would be this sort of feeling of disappointment because I would look back on my evening and be like, man, you know, I just spent like 6 hours watching YouTube from like 6 o'clock in the evening until midnight. And I could have used that time to work on that digital illustration passion project that I have, or I could have used that time to like learn how to make a new recipe or to do something that really, because I don't know about you, but I have got like a running list that just gets longer and longer of like passion projects that I want to do and work projects that I want to create and new things that I want to try and all of these things and different hobbies that I have and experiences that I want to have. And it got to the point where this was happening so often where I would just spend my entire evening watching YouTube that I would wake up feeling the next day not feeling great about it. In fact, feeling worse. And I sort of had this light bulb moment of, okay, you know what? I don't really think this is self-care because do I feel better mentally today, physically today? No, I don't feel better. In fact, I feel worse. So the insight that I had that has been extremely helpful for me when it comes to breaking these patterns and really deciding, is this activity that I'm thinking about doing in the name of self-care, is this something that is truly going to preserve or improve my mental or physical health, or is this something that is actually going to hurt me or set me back in some way? And the insight I had is this. We'll get back to the episode in just a second, but if you would like to get access to my proven 3-step manifestation framework that will show you how to start creating your ideal, most fulfilling dream life with clarity, purpose, and a clear path to follow, then come and join me inside of my manifestation club, The Blissful Life Blueprint. Inside, you'll get access to an incredible community full of supportive, like-minded people, bite-sized video trainings that are actionable and easy to follow, and the tools and resources you need to uplevel every area of your life into looking and feeling exactly how you want it to. To join me inside the club, just click the link that I will have for you below in the show notes, or just go to designyourdreamyear.com/bliss. Again, that is designyourdreamyear.com/bliss. If the feeling you have during the self-care activity, whatever that may be, it could be shopping, it could be binge watching something, going out to the bar, it could be eating a special treat, it could be going for a walk, literally anything. If the feeling you have during the self-care activity is different the next day, then there is a good chance that that is probably out of alignment, meaning out of alignment with the life you are wanting to create, the results that you are wanting to get. So for example, going back to my habit, my pattern of watching a bunch of YouTube, during my time of watching the YouTube, sure, it was relaxing. Sure, I was relaxing my brain and enjoying it. But the next day, was I feeling equally good? Was I feeling good about that choice? No, I was not. I was feeling regretful. I was feeling disappointed. I was feeling annoyed at myself for using up my entire evening on something that really wasn't helping me to move forward in certain areas of my life that were really important to me. Or going back to how I was in this cycle of just eating a bunch of unhealthy food to the point of feeling like I was going to explode. Like, sure, in the moment, very, very enjoyable. Like, I like chocolate. I like cookies. Yes, that was very enjoyable and satisfying in the moment. But the next day, did I still feel joyful about it? Did I feel fulfilled about that? No, I didn't. I felt physically gross, sluggish, bloated. Like, I regretted that decision because it is not in alignment with the health goals that I have, because it's very important to me to really feel my best. I want to go through life feeling my best. I want to have energy. I want to give my body the nutrients that it needs. And when I would wake up in the morning and realize that I had just fed it a ton of basically useless, empty, for lack of a better word, crap, like, I did not feel good about that the next day. So for me, it became a clear indicator that what I had been labeling as self-care was actually self-sabotage. And self-sabotage, it happens to the best of us. In fact, I would argue that it happens to everyone in some area of their life. Self-sabotage happens because our ego, that part of our brain that is designed to keep us safe, that is designed for survival, it is that primal part of our brain that is always looking for threats, it's looking to keep us safe. Its entire job is to keep us safe. And so self-sabotage happens when we are trying to make a change, or we're trying to do something new, we're trying to manifest a new result in our life, a new outcome. But because any sort of change, even if it is positive change, even if it is incredible change that's going to be so good for us, any sort of change is seen as a threat by the ego because it is new, and anything new is seen as unpredictable, therefore unsafe. It is a red flag, and our ego will come up with all sorts of very sneaky ways to keep us exactly where we are. And so we come into these patterns that are actually preventing us from living the type of life that we want to have, or getting the result that we want to get, or the outcome, or whatever it is. So this has been a really powerful thing that I have been reflecting on, and it started by me reflecting on it the next day, by me waking up the next day and realizing, oh wait, this activity that I was doing, I don't feel great about it right now, so clearly it wasn't self-care. But now what I've started to do that's very helpful is, before I do whatever activity it is that I am naming in the name of self-care, I ask myself, will I feel just as good about this in the morning? Will I feel grateful that I did it? Will I be glad that I did it? Will I still feel good about it in the morning? Like, I know that when I go on a walk, that is one of my favorite self-care activities. Going on a walk, getting out in nature, bonus points if it's with a good friend and we have good conversation. I know that is true self-care. Why? Because when I wake up the next day, I'm so glad that I did it. I feel good that I did that. I don't look back and be like, oh man, I really regret getting outside in nature. Oh man, I really regret going for that walk and moving my body. Oh man, I really regret having that great conversation with my friend. No, I feel good about it the next day. Or like, if I decide to go shopping and I buy some, you know, fresh new ingredients to try, and for me, like, shopping can be self-care, and I wake up the next morning and I know it's self-care because I'm glad that I did that. I'm glad that I now have these healthy ingredients in the fridge that I can now make something out of this evening for my husband and I to eat. Like, that is in alignment. Versus along those same lines, the times where I have gone shopping as a form of quote unquote self-care. Maybe I'm stressed out. I had a day, wanted to engage in a little retail therapy, and I bought some stuff that felt really good in the moment because it's fun to look at new things. It's fun to have the thrill of buying something new, even if it's, you know, something that's like $5. But, you know, I've woken up the next morning and do I feel great about it? No, I've had plenty of times where I'm like, why did I go out and buy that? That was really dumb. Like, I regret that purchase. I don't need it. I don't love it. And therefore, I know that that was out of alignment. So really just taking the time to ask myself, is this something I'm going to feel good about tomorrow? If it's not, it's not self-care. It is not self-care. And along those lines is sometimes self-care doesn't always feel the best in the moment, but it's something that's going to help us feel better tomorrow or a week from now. So for example, you know, doing something for yourself that is moving you towards a goal. Like, maybe self-care would be actually sitting down to write a chapter in that book that you have been putting off for months. Like, maybe you don't necessarily feel like doing it right then and there, so you don't feel like it's self-care. But think about, are you going to be grateful for you, for doing that in the future? Like, future you who has written that book, is that something that you're going to be glad you did? Or for example, like getting outside and getting some exercise or moving your body or going to the gym, like that may not feel like self-care because if you're anything like me, I often don't feel like going to the gym. I'm going to be perfectly honest, but I know that afterwards I'm going to feel amazing. I know I'm going to feel better the next day. Future me is going to be grateful that I did that because that is taking a step to improve my mental and physical health. So, you know, sometimes self-care looks like making the time for that passion project or that hobby or, you know, eating the healthy nutrient-dense meal instead of the entire pizza, because even though that healthy meal may not be as tasty as the pizza in the moment, it's what's going to make us feel better after and the next day, and it's what is in alignment with the way that we're wanting to live. So that is the shift that I have sort of been thinking a lot about over the last week. And like I said, it has been super impactful. I have not had a single evening in the last 2 weeks where I just spent the entire evening watching YouTube. I have not eaten myself sick, and it feels so much better, and it's been really helpful for me. So that is what I wanted to share with you today. Give it a try. Start asking yourself, you know, if I do this thing, am I going to feel better about it? You know, just as good about it tomorrow when I wake up. Okay, just one more example because it popped in my mind. I feel like it needs to be said because I'm sure there are a lot of introverts out there listening, but just one more example that comes to mind. Speaking from my own experience, I know that I have a tendency to like want to cancel plans that I make with friends. Like when it comes to the actual day of doing things with friends that I had on my calendar, I have noticed a pattern in myself to cancel those plans out of the guise of self-care. And, you know, sometimes it is actual self-care. Like sometimes I just need time to myself, and that is totally valid. But I am saying that I found myself doing that a lot. And I know that I have a pattern of pushing people away. And so this sort of cancellation of plans, again, looking back in hindsight, I would wake up the next day and I'd feel a little sad that I had canceled those plans. I would feel a tinge of regret. So that is just one more way that sometimes self-sabotage can kind of set in, is really ask yourself, like, will I be thankful that I went out tomorrow? Like, do I really want to stay home, or is it going to do my heart some good to get out there and talk to this person or do that thing or whatever it is? Okay, there we have it. All right, this time that is all. I hope you found this helpful. If you did, let me know. You know I am over on Instagram at Design Your Dream Year. I would love to hear from you. Send me a DM. Let me know if this resonates. And let me know if you try this. Give it a try. Like, just the next time you find yourself wanting to do something, ask yourself this question. Let me know how it goes. All right, my friend. I will see you in the next episode.